Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. A few minutes ago, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics released its monthly jobs and unemployment report. Although the bureaucrats are still trying to put a positive spin on this news, the underlying jobs market in America is experiencing lots of bad news. Many of you are probably already familiar that over the past few months, many American high-tech companies have imposed hiring freezes or announced layoffs. Among the better-known companies to do so are Amazon, Apple, DocuSign, HP, Intel, Lyft, Microsoft, Netflix, Salesforce, Snap, Stripe, Twitter, and Wayfair. Further, the U.S. Department of Labor has a proposed rule change for defining workers as either employees or independent contractors, now open for public comment through December 13. Many provisions mirror those adopted by the state of California 4 years ago, which resulted in a large number of independent contractors losing work. If these proposed federal rules are adopted, look for more unemployment. Then look at the previous month's jobs and unemployment report. The number of full-time jobs in America had fallen more than 570,000 from May to October. More people taking part-time jobs do not offset this loss of breadwinning full-time positions. Further, the BLS report last month showed that the number of hours worked had decreased about 1% from a year earlier. As a result, the average weekly earnings in October this year were up only 3.8% from a year earlier, far less than the increase in consumer prices. Other scary statistics from October's jobs report are that while total job holders increased by 2.7% over the past year, jobs held by people aged 55 and up increased by 3.2%. That confirms that more retired people are being forced to take jobs as they can no longer afford to live on their retirement income. Another negative indicator is that people economically forced to work two or more jobs increased from 4.6% to 4.8% of all job holders over the past year. Look for most or all of these terrible trends to continue with today's and next year's jobs and unemployment reports. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.